Shed Some Light, episode 246, coming to you on a Thursday. Michael and Jack are back real quick. Moment of silence. Two legends of the games have been lost since our last recording. Over the weekend, Matthew Perry, a.k.a. Chandler Bing from Friends, and just yesterday, Bob Knight.
R.I.P.
Not to make light of that, but this is not a very serious podcast, so we're going to move on to lighter things. Are we getting hypnotized?
Dude, we're getting hypnotized. I am down to get hypnotized. I said it when you brought it up a couple months ago. I was like, I kind of want to do this, like, just to see what it's like.
So,
and then since then, we have had firsthand account of a person saying, and I quote, "Best $50 I've ever spent in my life. Got hypnotized to not smoke. Hasn't smoked since." I'm getting hypnotized, dog.
I don't believe that for 1 second. But I think, can I get hypnotized to become a billionaire?
I think you can get hypnotized into having the work ethic of a billionaire.
Is there anything that you can't get hypnotized into?
Let's figure out.
Because, like, what if that's the future of medicine? What if, like, someone goes in with cancer and they hypnotize you and...
Well, I don't think you can do that.
Your body doesn't have cancer.
I think it's like choices that you make. You can't choose to have cancer.
Well, I choose not to have it right now.
I don't really think that's up to you.
Actually, all my choices come down to money. So if I can just be a billionaire...
And, like, if it's $50... Like, I spend $50 on way stupider shit than that.
Yeah, you could have a good ROI.
Yeah. I'm getting hypnotized. I'll make that promise. I'll do it.
I was hypnotized my freshman year of college. Well, I went to a hypnosis show, and of course, I was the one that got picked.
Did it work?
I honestly don't remember. I think it was kind of more of like, more so just a magician, like... It was one of those things. I don't remember exactly what happened, but I knew that I was up on stage, and then like he picked out the person or something in the audience that I was thinking of or something like
that.
Was
he right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Was there any part where like you don't remember what happened?
Well,
did he ever like put you under?
No. I just don't remember what happened now because that was quite some time ago.
Sounds like you got hypnotized, brother. I mean, fucking... Who is the guy that we were talking about?
I think his name is Mark Patrick.
All right, dude. Next time Mark Patrick's back, I'm going.
We getting front row tickets?
Yes.
All right.
I'm so down to get hypnotized. He's like, think about it, too. Like, one of the things this past weekend, Halloween weekend... One of the things that people around me wanted to do was was go to a haunted house, right?
Mm.
It was like $40 to go there.
Mm-hmm.
$40 for somebody to jump around the corner at me.
Yeah.
Scare the shit out of me. I'll pay $50 to get hypnotized. If I was going to pay $40 to go to a haunted house, I'll pay $50 to get hypnotized.
Question for you and the listeners that... segues in between our hypnosis and Halloween talk. Is Halloween the most overrated holiday? I think it's got to be one or two.
It depends on how old you are. Oh. So it goes from when you're a kid, it's fucking awesome. Like, give me the fucking sleeping bag or the pillowcase. Let me go get all the candy. Sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, once you get to, like, middle school, sucks. And then once you get to, like, high school and college, awesome again. Once you get out of college and you're, like, I would say even into your 30s you can have a Halloween party, but it's not, like, the greatest.
Well, adult Halloween parties are really just an excuse to get dressed up in a costume. You don't need to do that for Halloween. I've done that plenty of times, not on Halloween, and it makes
That's
it
weird.
Way more fun.
That's weird.
Theme parties are
sure are like awesome. A theme party, but like I don't know. I feel like if you're young and like single, Halloween's sick. Because, like, you can, like, get dressed up and then, like, go out to a party, meet some females, do whatever. But, like, if you're just like, yeah, man, like, I don't care about going to a party, then it kind of sucks.
I honestly think that Halloween might be the number one most overrated holiday.
It's either, I actually think it's properly rated. Because it's either, like, depending on your life situation, the greatest holiday or the most overrated holiday.
So what does that say about my life?
It's just like where you are. And both of them are correct statements for where you are in life. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like if you're out there and you're a single guy and you're like, I'm going to go like pick up a chick tonight, Halloween fucking rocks.
I don't know. They're kind of
yes.
hard to
No, dude,
hard
it's to great.
They it's got caked sure, down face paint.
But it's great. It's a fun time.
Yeah.
You're going to have a great night no matter what. If you're, like, married, in a relationship, like, don't really care about partying, it's like, dude, just, like, get this holiday over with.
I am 1,000% on board for theme slash costume parties, and I'm 1,000% overboard for Halloween.
I would say right now I'm probably over Halloween, but I could also be down. Like, if I had a buddy that was like, hey, come to this Halloween party, I'd be like, all right, sounds good.
Now, I will say, depending on where you're listening to it, us in the Midwest here got hit with, like, a pretty good snowstorm on Halloween.
Which sucks.
That definitely sucked, but, man, it put me in the holiday spirit.
No, dude, it's too early.
I am ready.
It's too early. And if you're listening to this, you know who you are. It's too early.
I am ready to just kind of put it on cruise control until the new year.
Fuck.
It's 2 months of, like, we're at work, but are we really doing work?
Well, that's me every month. I don't know what you're talking about, Doc. Fake it till you make it, baby.
I even busted out the old sweater today. I was like, yeah, this is...
Yeah, but you know what's going to be the biggest kick in the nuts? Is like, there's going to be a... It's going to be, like, 65 pretty soon.
Well, then like, I can get in my 20th round of golf this season.
Knowing Indiana weather, it's going to be, like, 65 soon.
Fine with me.
Like, mid-November, it's going to be 65.
Boom. Let's do what we actually came here to do and talk some sports. Notre Dame just absolutely dominates Pittsburgh. And the Pittsburgh-Notre Dame-Louisville triangle of college football should be kind of like the Bermuda Triangle. Like, it just doesn't exist. Notre Dame dominates Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh dominates Louisville. Louisville dominates Notre Dame.
Okay. So I got to
forget about all that.
I got a couple things to ask you. Do you think Freeman kept the starters in to put a statement out there of like Pittsburgh beat Louisville, we're gonna fucking shit on Pittsburgh? Because Freeman kept the starters in until like midway through the fourth and we were up 50.
Well, I'll be honest, I didn't see the game.
You haven't even watched it again? You're slacking, dude. Are slacking.
I got 23 minutes into the rewatch.
You are slacking.
I will say, Chris Tyree's punt return
was electric.
Oh, what?
Dude, I literally was watching that. So, funny enough, we both had weddings this past weekend during the game. I'm watching that game. My wedding ended in a church, like right as opening kickoff started. And then they had to take pictures afterwards. I'm sitting in the pews watching that shit.
Oh, see, our actual wedding was over with by the time the game started. And then it was just easy. It was just a quick thumbs up across the room every time Notre Dame scored.
Dude, yeah, no, I'm sitting in the pew as that happened, and I thought there was a block in the back. I don't know if you saw it. Mm-hmm. The guy slips, but it looks like we kind of blocked him in the back, so I didn't say anything. And then he scored, and then there were no flags, and I was just like, holy shit, he actually did that. That was it. I texted our dad, and I was like, that was absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
That was sick. I will say, though, I might be one of the only people to say this. I'm not as impressed with that win as everybody else is. Our offense still looked like dog shit.
I really didn't think that they're, like...
We scored 21 points off special teams and defense.
That was just kind of a game that was, like, Notre Dame's best is way better than Pittsburgh's best, and... I didn't really expect anything other than that.
I would have liked our offense to be a little bit more efficient, dominate a little bit more.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Wasn't the worst, wasn't the best.
Clemson, this upcoming matchup, really puzzles me because I think that they're a very good football team with a very mediocre record. And that's that kind of puts them at a fork in the road.
They're a very talented football team with a very shitty mentality.
Their offense stinks. Their defense is really, really good. In my opinion. I mean, they're sitting at 4-4 right now. At least two of their losses were one-possession games.
Yeah, to who? NC State?
They lost to NC State, they lost to Duke, they lost to Florida State, and they lost to...
Miami?
Miami.
Yeah, and the dumbest play that I've maybe ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And Dabo Sweeney just threw Cade Klubnik right under the bus.
So, like, either... If Notre Dame comes out and gets off to a fast offensive start, I really think that Clemson's just going to kind of give up and it's not going to be that close of a game. If Clemson finds a way to be able to hang around and make this a close game, being on the road for Notre Dame, and Notre Dame has not played well really on the road this year, this could get a little dicey.
This is going to come down to, is Jared Parker actually good?
Yeah.
Like, that's literally what it's going to come down to. I think I need to apologize again to Al Golden. Like, I was very critical of him last year.
Me too.
Sorry.
Me too.
Sorry. Wrong. I was wrong. Hand up. Wrong. You're fucking awesome. I love you. You fucking dominate that shit. And I'm sorry that you have to coach opposite of Al Golden. Or opposite of Jared Parker.
The D-line play... since the Ohio State game has improved drastically as well, in my opinion.
I even think it was good.
They've been kind of just letting them loose.
It was decent during the Ohio State game. It wasn't the best.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, yeah, pretty much the last, like, real test of the regular season.
Yeah.
Again, this could set Notre Dame up to go like 10-2 if they take care of business. And if not, like, we're basically in the exact same spot as we were last year with a team that should have been much better than that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see. Do you have anything else Notre Dame specific that you want to talk about? Because I would like to get into the college football playoff rankings.
Well, can we just talk about last week's games a little bit?
Sure.
Do you see the USC game?
No.
Did you see the final score?
Nope.
50-49.
Who won? Who was playing?
USC versus California.
Oh, yeah. There was a protest during that game.
Yeah. At midfield. Yeah.
Yes. I saw the score of the Kansas-Oklahoma game.
I suck at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Eat dicks. Oregon State lost.
Boom.
To Arizona. Who else lost? Miami lost 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
This upcoming week is a big weekend. Big games. You got Mizzou, Georgia, LSU, Bama, Washington, USC, Notre Dame, Clemson. Big week.
Is Missouri good at football? I don't think so.
Slightly.
That's my column.
Do I have facts to back it up? Fuck no. But I don't think they're good. I think they're... I don't really think they've played anybody, have they? They played LSU and they got beat in, like, the fucking... The middle of the pack SEC teams have basically just turned into the Big 12. Which is, like, who can score last?
Yeah.
Like, we don't play any fucking defense.
Right.
So, like, I don't know. I'm so locked in for the LSU-Bama game. Can Tommy Reese's shitty offense beat Brian Kelly's shitty defense?
Oh,
like, come on, baby.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Embrace before
give
the game?
It. Oh, dude, yeah, of course. Give it to me, dude.
How's a family?
Dude, no. You know what it's going to be like? It's going to them hugging before the game is going to be like the in The Last Dance when Bird and Jordan Huggins like, you bitch, fuck you, and then they're going to hug each other. Like, that's the embrace that's going to go on in midfield before the game.
I could see that.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm excited. I'm obviously Notre Dame is my number one to watch. Like, that is 1A, 1B. I can't wait for that game.
Is that a night game?
No, I want to say it might be. I think it's a 3:30.
Okay.
Not 100% sure, though.
All right.
Real quick, though, before we get into the college football rankings, you want to hear the craziest stat that I, maybe of all time, but, like, so on brand? Iowa. Have you heard this?
No.
Iowa football has punted for 797 more yards than their offense has gained this year. That is a... You should be relegated to Division II. I'm not kidding. If you have punted for more yards, for 800 more yards than your offense has gained this entire year, are you fucking kidding me, dude? That's insane.
Did they just hire, like, a local bartender to be their offensive coordinator?
You know who their offensive coordinator is?
Who?
The head coach's son.
Oh, well, there's your problem.
Right? Yeah, fucking idiots. Dude, that is the most... Take a second to, like, let that fact settle in. They've punted for 800 more yards.
Absolutely love to be a high school kid being recruited by Iowa just to hear what this pitch has to be.
Yeah, like, how do you recruit offensive players?
Hey,
you got to be better than what we got now, so yeah. You guys are going to play immediately.
Guaranteed starting spot because the rest of our team sucks.
Oh, sucks ass at offense, so fucking you got any talent, you'll play. Seriously, but also, like, if you're a punter, you're like, dude, fucking sign me up, baby. I'm going right to Iowa.
I'm about to put on a kicking clinic.
I'm about to
be
the number one punter drafted, I swear to God.
So, okay, real quick. Do you want to talk college football playoff rankings, or do you want to talk Chris Stallion's Michigan cheating scandal more?
Let's go rankings first, that second.
Okay. I'm going to run through the college football top 25 real quick for everyone in case they haven't seen it at this point.
Just give us like a top six. Top six is really only that matters.
I'm going to go top seven because that's what I agree with. One, Ohio State. Two, Georgia. Three, Michigan. Four, Florida State. Five, Washington. Six, Oregon. Seven, Texas. That's what I believe.
Okay.
That's fine.
I'll hear you out if you flip Washington and Florida State.
Sure.
I can agree with the current rankings. I could also hear you out if you flipped Washington and Florida State.
8 through 25, I think they all got drunk and just...
Okay. Now we got to go through it, so...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you where I lose faith.
Okay. 8, Alabama, they're overrated.
Fine.
9, Oklahoma, they're overrated.
Still somewhat fine.
10, Ole Miss.
You're losing me.
Whatever. 11, Penn State.
Losing me again.
12, Missouri. Overrated.
Again, lost.
13, Louisville.
Now I'm gone.
Overrated. 14, LSU. Overrated.
Agreed, but can hear it out.
15, Notre Dame. Underrated.
I'm not gonna be the bottom. Like, that's fine.
Notre Dame should be, like, in... Where they had him in the AP poll at 12, I think, is a very fair rate.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
16, Oregon State.
Eh, whatever.
17, Tennessee.
Again, eh.
18, Utah.
Well, speaking of Utah, have you heard the rumors? Cam Rising?
Cam Rising, yeah.
What do you think about that?
I don't know.
So I have mixed thoughts on that. Mm-hmm. Because at one point, like, sure, like, I love the fact that Sam Hartman came in this year. We really didn't have anybody. Like, you would have had to rely on Steve Angeli and Kenny Minchie, and that's not obviously not going to be, you know, anything good. So, like, next year you have – I love Steve Angeli. Don't get me wrong. You have Kenny Minchie and CJ Carr.
Yeah.
And this is where I feel like a lot of Notre Dame fans want to have their cake and eat it too. Where Notre Dame fans constantly clamor and bicker, being like, play the freshman if they're good, play the freshman, play the freshman. And then it's like, hey, we got this good freshman quarterback coming in. They're like, whoa, 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 whoa. He can't play his freshman year. It's like, I don't know, man. If he's fucking good enough, let the kid play. If he's as fucking good as everybody says he is, let the kid play.
So the problem with this season is that I think bringing in someone like Sam Hartman was an extremely smart move.
For this season in particular.
For this season in particular, because Notre Dame was a quarterback away and a bad game and 3 seconds from probably being number one right now.
Agreed.
Had Sam Hartman had the Notre Dame caught one break in the Ohio State game, that's a dub. And had they just shown up in Louisville.
Yeah.
Like, with previous quarterbacks, Ohio State would not have been a close game. And we've seen games like Louisville happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense to bring in a graduate, experienced quarterback when you're, like, 1 to 2 players away from making a deep run. At some point in time, I mean, the reason that you bring in those type of players is because you need to give the other players at that position more time to develop. At some point in time, you're just going to have to bite the bullet and let these kids play to develop.
100%.
Otherwise, nothing's going
to happen. That's my argument. Where, like, I can understand why you'd want to bring in another, like, because, like, Cam Rising is very good. Like, if he wants to transfer, I would take him. Like, he's an elite quarterback. He just is. But, like, if you bring him in, then it sets the precedent of, you recruited me to come here to play quarterback, and then you're just going to continuously bring in people to play over me. So, like, why the fuck would I come here?
Now, I will say, unless CJ Carr or Kenny Minchie is just, like, absolute baller next year,
Wait, you don't think we're going to be good?
I don't think we're going to be that good.
I think you're underselling us a little bit.
That's fine. If one of them are the starters, my realistic expectations coming into the year would be like 9-3.
That is just so funny, though. It's like, what a fucking disappointing season we had. We went 9-3.
Maybe 8-4.
I don't know, man. If CJ Carr is as good as everybody fucking says he is, I'll take him. So then what do you think the difference is if you get a guy like Cam Rising?
Well, again, I got to what else is coming back.
Okay.
I haven't watched too much of Cam Rising. I mean,
he won the Rose Bowl last year.
Yeah.
Decent.
10-2, 11-1. I mean, it's like a 2-3-ish game swing, pretty much.
Yeah. I don't know.
19 UCLA.
Yeah.
I think they're overrated. No. Yeah, overrated. 20 USC.
Overrated as fuck. USC fucking stinks, dude. Yeah, I'll say it. USC fucking stinks. 20, Lincoln Riley can lick my balls. Caleb Williams can lick my balls. Fuck you guys.
21 Kansas. I think underrated.
Yeah, Kansas.
Underrated. 22 Oklahoma State.
Don't really know.
I have no idea. 23, Kansas State. Again, no
don't
idea.
Don't know.
24, Tulane.
Fuck yeah, the Green Wave, baby.
25, Air Force. For the sake of the United States, Air Force is underrated.
God bless America. Pow. Dude, I'll fucking take Air Force. Let's go, baby. So you said you agree with the 1 through 4?
1 through 7, I really don't have a problem with.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people having a problem with Ohio State. I don't have a problem with Ohio State at all.
They're the only team that's played anyone.
Yeah, so here's my thing. Do I think Ohio State is the best team in the country? No. Do I think they deserve the number one spot? Yes.
Yeah. 100%.
That is my take on Ohio State.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I really don't have a problem with 1 through 6. Again, I would say you could make the argument of Washington being flipped with Florida State. Washington kind of had a shit game against Stanford. But you could also make the thing that, like, Florida State had a shit game against who was at Boston College.
Yeah.
So it's like, who fucking really knows? But yeah, it's fine.
Connor Stallions and the Michigan sign-stealing scandal story just continues to unfold.
This is the craziest shit I've ever seen in my entire
hilarity.
Life. Dude, I fucking... Did you see the thing about Central Michigan?
Yeah.
I fucking hope to God that that is true. If this motherfucker somehow got on the Central Michigan sideline, it's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
In full staff gear with a sideline credential.
It's the funniest shit I've ever seen, dude.
And video recording sunglasses.
Dude. I almost, like, hope it's true.
It was a night game.
I almost hope to fucking God it's true.
It was a night game, and this guy was wearing sunglasses past halftime.
Dude, that's one where, like, if it is true and that was him, I think everybody just has to let it be. I think you got to be like, Central Michigan, you guys are fucking idiots for not figuring this out. And, like, tip my hat to you.
That guy is in the wrong career. He should be in the FBI.
Like, this is going to be a wild comparison, but there was one guy who had the death penalty, mm-hmm. and he got a lethal injection, and he survived it, and he argued that he shouldn't have to get it again.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that should be that. The same thing. We're like, dude, I don't know, man, you guys, nobody checked him. Like, no, not one single guy on the staff was like, I've never seen that dude before in my life. Not a player, not a coach, not a security guard.
Okay, but...
Like, so that's wild,
you
dude.
You have college football sideline experience. There's... enough people down there that you mean to tell me that you would recognize every single person that's down there?
Yes. That is dressed like a coach, yes. 100%, dude. You spend every day with them. If somebody was dressed like a coach that I was not aware of, I'd be like, who the fuck is that? 1,000%.
And then everyone else is probably thinking that, but they're like, I don't want to be the one to
ask. Yeah, 100%. That's the other thing, too. Like, head coaches and, like, coordinators, no. It's probably, like, the interns and shit that knew. And they were just like, I'm not going to be the guy to be like, who the fuck is that? And then have them be like, oh, you don't know who that is? Like, you don't want to make a dickhead of yourself.
Yeah.
So you're just going to shut up and, like, let it happen.
Right.
But, like, I guarantee you, interns, GAs, everybody, they 100% were like, who the fuck's that guy?
Yeah. I don't know. Wild developments keep coming out. I'm here all for it.
Well, then there was the other development too. That what was it? One of the other coaches like hacked the Ohio State's iCloud or something like that to get practice film.
I honestly think that Harbaugh just signed ex FBI agents that like.
Well, dude, and then TCU. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Who's their coach? Sonny Dykes or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Was like, yeah, we fucking knew that they were stealing signs. So, like, the day before, with all new signs.
During the playoffs last year.
Yeah, they were just like, yeah, we knew they were stealing them, so that we just fucking came up with all new ones the day before.
And did you see the final score of that game?
Get fucked. They scored a shit ton of points. Fuck you, Connor Stallions. And fuck Michigan.
Mostly Michigan.
But also Connor Stallions, because he is, like, this... I hate the fucking Michigan man bullshit. Like, I'm a Michigan man. Eat dicks, dude.
Yeah,
eat
this
dicks.
Is the new definition of a Michigan man.
Yeah, you're Connor Scumbag. Stallions. You're Connor Stallions now.
Anything else college football? If not, we can jump into the NFL. I got a wild tweet to share with you about the Bears.
I mean, what else is new?
So, here's a recap of the last 96 hours from... this guy, Jeremy Layton, on Twitter.
I don't even want to hear it.
Bears get blown out by the Chargers on national TV. The Bears front office fed criticism to NBC announcers about Justin Fields, who was injured and didn't play in the game, which was then reported on the broadcast. Matt Eberflus doesn't rule out Justin Fields for the Saint game, but says Tyson... Tyson Bagent is starting. The Bears... allow Jalen Johnson to seek a trade after lowballing their best defensive player on an extension, but don't end up trading him, and now he won't listen to extension talks for the rest of the season until he's a free agent. They trade a high second-round draft pick for Montez Sweat, who is in the final year of his contract without the framework for an extension in place, later revealing that the best they can do is make an effort, and running backs coach David Walker is fired after repeated HR violations, the second HR-involved firing this season. Does Pedro Grifol dress up as Matt Eberflus and coach both the Bears and the Sox?
Dude, you know what? You ever see the meme where, like, it's the dog and he's sitting there and everything's on fire? Yeah. He's like, it's fine. That's me. It's just like, I'm just gonna fucking sit here and just wallop in, like, the absolute dumpster fire that the Bears are. And just be like, I don't know, man, maybe fucking...
They are just...
I've sat here, like, for the past day after that trade happened, because I saw that same tweet, and I was like, all right, how do I spin zone this? And I have yet to come up with a spin zone, and I'm, like, not to toot my own horn, I think I'm pretty good at coming up with spin zones for shit.
You definitely are.
I cannot come up with a spin zone for this.
You're also more in tune with the Bears. Why, Montez Sweat?
Yeah, I mean, like, you... So...
I don't know.
It's a good trade if you can sign him. Right? It's good.
Mm-hmm.
So my spin zone is that you if you're a, you know, competent NFL team, you don't make that trade without of already talked to him about signing him to an extension, right? Mm-hmm. You don't make that trade.
Right.
Like, you talk to him and you're like, hey, we want to trade for you, but we also want to sign you to X extension. Here's what we want to give you, but then just come over in the trade first and then we'll sign the extension. You know what I'm saying?
I would put a decent chunk of change on the fact that that conversation never happened.
Okay, so then that's the other part of that. I said if you're a decent NFL team, that's what you would do. If there is one team that would just blindly trade for a second round pick to a team that has for a guy that has no contract extension and that is probably going to be or that is going to be free agent and probably won't sign with them, it's the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
They would be the ones to fuck this up. There's only one team that would do it, and it is the Chicago Bears. So my spin zone is that they're going to, like, sign him for an extension, and then that is a good trade
Okay. For
the future.
All right.
Because then now you don't have to go and draft a defensive lineman. You already have one.
Got it.
And then you can just sign a wide receiver, O-lineman, and kind of build the offense a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing the Bears, he's probably going to become a free agent, go somewhere else, and then we're just going to be shit out of luck.
Yep.
So, go Bears, baby. Bear down.
It is what it is. Anything else sports-wise?
The World Series.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, what a wild World Series it's been. As we record this, by the time this comes out, the Rangers very well could have won the World Series. Which is just a wild statement to be saying out loud.
Nope, the Diamondbacks are going to rally.
They're down 3-1.
Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is that by the time this comes out, the Rangers will not have won the World Series.
It's a bold statement.
Oh, wait, no, because then we're going to have to wait another week. By the time you listen to episode
somebody has won the World Series.
Someone won the World Series.
But, like, It's been such a wild World Series. Like, game one, electric. Like, Diamondbacks at the Rangers. Diamondbacks up 3-1. Corey Seager, two-run bomb in the bottom of the ninth to tie the game. Goes all the way down to the bottom of the 11th. Adolis Garcia, who's been on an absolute fucking tear, hits a walk-off home run. Sick. Game two, I believe the Diamondbacks take game two, like, pretty convincingly, like 9-1. Game three, just the most boring fucking game I've ever seen. Like, 3-1, Texas wins. Nobody gave a fuck. But Adolis Garcia gets hurt and is out for the rest of the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And then game four was, like, the closest, not close game I've ever seen. But did you see the final score of that game, game four?
No.
So the game ended 11-7.
Yeesh.
It was 10-0 in the third inning.
11-7 sounds like an Iowa football game.
Yeah, seriously. Well, like, 11-7 is like, it's kind of close, you know?
Yeah.
10-0 in the third inning, you're like, this team's fucked.
Right.
So, like, besides game one, like, there really hasn't been, like, a nail-biter game that I've been looking for. Like, at this point, I'm just rooting for chaos.
Right.
But also, go Rangers, baby. Dane Dunning, fucking Dane Train. Let's go. Dane Dunning is World Series.
So I'm going to put you on the spot here to kind of transition in between sports and dumb thoughts as we're wrapping up this show. Shout out to PT for this idea this past weekend. Give me your Avengers starting football lineup. And by starting football lineup, I mean just position players. Like, we're not going through, like, this guy's going to play left tackle.
Okay, so I'm going, like, original Avengers? How many people am I picking?
I don't know. I thought of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 8 listed right now.
Okay. And are we going NFL or college?
What? Why does that matter?
Or is this all time?
Yeah, like you're putting the Avengers into what position you think they would play in football.
Oh, I thought we're picking football players to take the Avengers spots.
Oh, no.
Okay.
The Avengers
okay.
are playing football, and okay. you have to pick their positions.
Okay.
You go college or NFL.
Dude,
I was like, dude, positions?
I thought we were like, who's the Iron Man of the NFL?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I gotcha.
Okay, so
we're making a starting lineup for football out of Avengers.
Okay.
You want to hear mine, or do you want to go through yours?
Okay, I
definitely don't have a full starting lineup.
Well, also, give me the people that you put in there. Because the original Avengers, there's less than 8.
Okay.
So just give me the Avenger, and then I'll tell you what position I think he's at.
Okay, deal. I'm going to start from the bottom of my list and work my way up.
Okay.
Thor.
Middle linebacker.
Let's go. I put him at linebacker.
Dude, yep. He's running a motherfucker
big time
over.
Big linebacker energy.
Yeah.
Okay. Spider-Man.
Wide receiver.
Fair.
He's got the hops, and he literally does not drop a pass.
That's fair. I put him at kicker. I think he
talk
got
about it. The waste of a fucking position. Dude, he can stick to walls. You understand that? He doesn't even eat one finger. That ball comes near him. If he touches that ball, he's catching it.
All right, I'll switch him to wide receiver with my
That might be one of the worst picks of all time.
You need like a tiny flexible guy at kicker.
That dude, he's a spider. He can't drop a pass. You want to talk about the greatest jump ball of all time? It's just throw it up to Spider-Man.
And
and then it's like, you can't do anything.
Okay, so next, not an Avenger, but I had to put him in there. Well, I don't think he's an Avenger. He's in the Avengers movies. Korg?
Korg, not an Avenger. He just gives off big, like, left tackle vibes.
I put him at a D end.
No, dude.
My D end combo. I mean,
no, Korg is like the pulling guard, and then he's like apologizing, sorry mate for running you over, and then he's like, yeah, fucking, but I also ran you over, you know what I'm saying?
Next one I think is fairly obvious, Hulk. The end.
Running back.
No way.
Dude, that's Derrick Henry times
no way.
50.
You get to my running back and you'll see. I'm putting Hulk at the end any day of the week.
Who's tackling the Hulk?
Who's stopping the Hulk? He's demolishing quarterbacks left and right.
Dude, if you score more points than the other team, you win. Guess who's scoring every time he touches the ball?
Nah, trust me. He's at the end.
What do you mean? Nope, zero people can tackle him.
Zero people can stop him. He's the perfect DN.
So then why would you not want to score every time you touch the ball?
Because I got a better person at running back.
You could just run away from the Hulk and get positive yards and then punt.
I got a better person.
There's no better running back.
There is.
There's no better running back.
Hawkeye.
He's my kicker.
Okay, that's who I was going to flip with him in Spider-Man.
Yeah, dude, he's accurate.
Iron Man.
Okay, but so this is stupid. Like, does he get the suit? Because if you're giving me Tony Stark, like, offensive coordinator...
Yeah,
like I'm not like he does. He can't do shit without the suit.
Well, I think he gets. Why wouldn't he get the suit?
Well, then I'll put him at like fucking wide receiver too, because I just throw it up in the air to him.
I also put him at wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean,
Black Panther. That's my running back.
He might be my the end.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes.
Obvious pick here. You know I had to go with my captain, El Capitan, yeah, at quarterback.
Yeah. That's Captain America.
That was a somewhat controversial pick. That was like the first Avenger and position that came to mind. It was like you have a captain in your name.
Well, I could also see him at running back.
No.
Yes.
Other than my Hawkeye and Spider-Man mix-up there, I think that is just an elite position group ranking for those Avengers. Who else am I missing? Like, Doctor Strange, I think, would be, like, up in the booth.
He's strong safety.
Ant-Man, I don't think, really brings a whole lot of value. He could be on the practice squad.
Running back. He gets the ball and then just fucking tackle me now, bitch. You can't see me.
Captain Marvel, WandaVision. What's the other guy that looks kind of like
Widow.
An alien? Vision?
Vision's the guy with the stone in his head. Well, he could just play anything.
Yeah, he's not that cool. I don't know. Who else am I missing?
Black Widow. A little sniper. Maybe she's the quarterback. Chucking it deep.
There you go.
You know. It is what it is.
Yeah. It's pretty much all I got, though. Or at least for that.
All right, well, hold up. Maybe now that I'll sort this out. I'm saying, fuck the defense. We're going to score as many points as possible, right?
Going old Big 12?
Oh, no. I'm going like 1950s offense, right? Captain America at quarterback, Black Panther at running back, Hulk at fullback. Fucking stop us now, motherfucker.
I was going to put Korg at fullback.
Dude, I'll put any of them at fullback, dog. I'm putting Hulk at fullback, lead block, and then, like, try and stop us.
One play. Triple option.
Yeah, just fucking, what are you going to do?
Turn into Navy.
Yeah. Who else could we put back there? If we're turning into Navy and we have the three backs, then Thor's my third back. He plays both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Get fucked.
Travis Hunter 2.0.
Yeah, get Thor. Fucked. Thor. Literally Thor. Yeah, that's my team right there.
Let us know. Let us know your thoughts on those positions. Who
Spider-Man at kicker might have been your worst pick of all time.
All I was thinking about was a small, flexible guy. And where does a small, flexible guy play football? Kicker.
But he can snag. Like, that's the part you're not... Like, he literally, his thing is that he catches it.
Yeah.
Like, he catches everything.
Wasn't thinking about that.
Dude. You brought that up. Did you say Spider-Man was a kicker to PT? And he didn't, like...
No. The only thing that I said was Captain America was for sure the quarterback.
Okay. That's good. Because if you would have said to PT that Spider-Man was a kicker and he didn't immediately be like, dude, he's a wide receiver, I would have lost a little bit of faith in him. PT, if you're listening, I hope that you agree with me that Spider-Man is definitely a wide receiver. Snag City. Literally.
What's the best shape of pasta?
Rotini.
Is that the little tubes?
The swirls.
Oh, ooh.
Nah, dude.
Nope, wrong.
No, you like penne?
No, it's the mini shells.
You like mini shells?
Yeah, mini shells and
dude,
bow ties.
Dude, that's fucking... Bow ties is elite.
Both of those are the best shapes of pasta.
Mini shells is a ridiculous answer.
So good.
That's a ridiculous answer.
So good.
Are you thinking of like masaccioli? That's a little like the short ones like that.
That are straight in like a tube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're like... Because the penne has the little... At the ends.
No, I'm thinking like the ones that come in Velveeta.
No, dude, that's mini shells is a ridiculous answer.
Delicious.
That's wrong. That's so wrong.
That's
as a fucking pasta guy myself, That's like blasphemy to say that Mini Shells is up there.
I'm going Mini Shells and then bow ties and then the swirly.
Like Rotini?
That big swirls?
Yeah, Rotini. Yeah. Rotates. It's teeny.
That's all I got, though.
I got one dumb thought. And this might come off as a little bit disrespectful, but I don't really care. When there's a funeral procession coming at me, why do I have to pull over?
Pay your respects.
Dude, fucking the dead person doesn't care.
No, that's just, you got to pull over.
No, why?
It's just the right thing to do.
There are times where a fucking police car is coming down the opposite side of the road and I don't have to pull over. They got more important shit to do than the fucking dead person.
No. You just, whoever determined that you go on a green light, it's the same thing.
No, like, it's not,
it's just
dude.
A rule.
No. Dude, if I understand that if it's like the funeral procession is coming up behind you, you pull over. I get that. I'm talking like I'm going the opposite direction of the funeral procession.
I completely understand what you're saying.
You fuck still, pulling over.
No, you still...
No.
Just, it's the right thing to do.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it anymore. Also... This is another stupid question. Why aren't there funeral processions like all the time? There's a lot of people that die.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm glad that there's not. Keep people alive. But I guess it's a good thing that you don't see them that often.
I'm not pulling over.
Do it. It's the right thing to do.
No, it's not. Like, what if I gotta get somewhere?
Well, just... You'll get there like 5 seconds later.
Dude,
after
you
say
that dead person that can't care. Life. That dead person doesn't care.
He's watching.
Okay, when I die, I want a funeral procession, but I want there to be like a fucking big sign up front that says, don't pull over if you're going the opposite way. In fact, speed up. That's the bottom part. Like fucking rev your engine, motherfucker. Give me something. Like, why the fuck am I pulling over? It's bullshit, dude.
What a show where we can talk about getting hypnotized and then sports and then funeral possessions all within less than an hour.
I put that in my notes and I was like, this is going to be really disrespectful to speak on because I understand why it is. But, like, also at the same time, I don't understand why it is.
It's just the right thing to do.
But, like, it doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter if you hold the door open for the person coming into the store behind you. They're still going to get into the store.
Yeah, but that takes fucking 2 seconds.
So does pulling over for a funeral.
No. The funeral procession, fucking, there's like 50 cars, dude. That takes like half a minute.
Oh,
I got a place to be. I got shit to do, dog.
Always give yourself an extra 30 seconds in case you run into a funeral.
Dude, now what I'm going to do is not only am I going to keep driving, I'm giving the bird out the window.
No.
Like, fuck off, dude.
Okay.
Like, why? I'm, like I said, if the funeral procession is coming up behind me, I am all for pulling over to the side. If I'm going the opposite way of the funeral procession, I'm not pulling over. I think that's fucking stupid. I'm sorry. It just is.
All right.
Like, what the fuck do I care? And what should the dead person care? Do you think there, genuinely, do you think there are people, like, in the family being like, oh my God, that guy didn't pull over?
No.
Who gives a fuck?
I don't know. It's just the right thing to do.
I'll be honest with you. The reason I brought this up is because I was in this situation and I kind of drove a little bit and then I saw people in front of me pulling over. I was like, what the fuck are these dumbasses doing? And then I just switched lanes, to be honest with you.
Dropped the gear.
Dude, yeah. I never fully stopped. I got to like 10 miles an hour, but I was still moving a little bit.
Into nitrous.
And then I passed the fucking 5 dumbasses in front of me that pulled all the way over right as that funeral procession ended. I fucking flew past them, dude.
Oh, my God. All right, well, on that note, that is where we are wrapping up Shed Some Light episode 246. Thank you all for listening. If you haven't yet, go on to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star rating and review. Tell your friends, family, coworkers, anyone that you come across to check out Shed Some Light. And hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. In the meantime,
keep them golden.
Keep them cold, everyone.